Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for Another Chance for Youth. We are the global connecting place for all things in relation to youth all across the globe. As Franklin Roosevelt says, we cannot always build a future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. Get connected.
Hello, 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 listeners. This is Tawanda with Another Chance for Youth. And today I want to talk specifically to the graduating class of 2020. And I'm pretty sure as you see the title or as you hear the title, you know what I'm getting ready to talk about. Well, I want to share a couple different things and a couple different perspectives. And this is definitely not about me. However, I want to share a story quickly. I'm a person that I love the holidays. So normally, like after Halloween, people start talking about Thanksgiving and so many different things. I get really excited. And then, of course, it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, and then you're thinking about the new year and so on and so forth. So for 2019, as we were in the last quarter of the year, and it was Thanksgiving, it was Christmas, I was getting so excited and anticipating 2020 for a lot of reasons. However, definitely because it was going to be the start of a new decade. And when the year started off, it did not start off as great as I thought it was going to be. And I said, oh, I got to do a reverse and get back in gear. And then next thing I knew, it was mid-February and then March. And that's when COVID hit. And I was devastated. And for about 2 weeks, I was sitting at home wondering what in the world is going on. And I said that to say, I know that there's so many stories and millions of people around the world that have their COVID story. And their life has been changed. Their life has been affected. And there's also millions of people that are no longer here due to COVID. And we're all dealing with something in reference to how COVID has affected our life. However, today I want to talk to the graduating class of 2020. I graduated a long time ago from high school. What year? That's irrelevant. However, I remember how it was for graduation, and I remember how it was leading up to graduation. And I was so excited. I cannot believe I was about to get the hell out of high school, and I was ready. And I remember that our theme song was, "It's So Hard to Say Goodbye." And I was saying to myself, I don't know why they chose that song, because it's definitely not hard for me to say goodbye. I'm out of here. However, there are certain milestones in life that you just never forget. And my graduation was a milestone that I will never forget for a lot of different reasons. And I want you, class of 2020, to realize that also. You are a part of the new generation, 2020. And guess what? In the history books a year from now, you're going to be remembered like no other because so much happened in your year of graduation. I was reading an ad in Time magazine, and I want to share a little bit of it. And it says, how COVID-19 will shape the class of 2020 for the rest of their lives. They call it commencement because it's supposed to be a new beginning. College graduation is one of life's last clean transitions. A final passage from adolescence to adulthood that is predictable in ways other transitions rarely are. Relationships end with breakups or deaths. Jobs often end with quitting or firing, but college is one of the only things in life that ends with a fresh start, except when it doesn't. And it goes in just sharing about the generation pandemic and how a lot of people's lives have been affected. And some people just are looking around like, what do I do next? What I learned a long time ago is that life happens to all of us. However, what we must realize is every day will not be rain. Sun will shine in the morning, and we have to hold on to hope. When I looked at the pandemic, and I moped for about 2 weeks, and then when I got in gear and learned how to turn a tragic type of situation with the pandemic into an amazing opportunity, I wasn't going to stay in bed and cry about it. I had to get up and do something about it because people are hurting. It's a tragic situation. People can't go out. So guess what? What can I do while I'm in? And then I was upset with myself that I missed 2 weeks of being productive. And I had to get up. I had to get in gear, got on my computer. I started networking. I started creating. I started just getting busy, getting busy, getting busy, getting busy. When life gives us lemons, some people do make lemonade. Some people create a lemonade stand. I like to manufacture a lemonade plant all across the country. How about that? We have choices and we have opportunity. And it's up to us what we do with it. And so to you, class of 2020, you have a unique opportunity. One thing I tell young adults all the time, I say the world is your oyster. And people smile. But you know what? Some people have no idea what in the world I'm talking about. So let me tell you. Class of 2020, the world is your oyster. And it's because you're 18 now, or some of you still 17, so you'll be 18 soon. You can do whatever you want to do in life. Now, you may can't go anywhere you want to go. You can go in your mind. You can go through virtual reality. Get on the internet. But let me tell you something. I'm writing this book called I Want to Be Grown. And I want adults to share their stories about them wanting to be grown. And this is what I want to give to you. And I know most people say, hey, I want to live my own life. I want to experience my own experiences. Guess what? Me too. However, there are a few things that I wish that I knew then that I know now. And I know you heard it before, but I want you to hear it from me. Because you haven't heard it from me before. Number one, if you're 18 or you're going to be 18, listen. Are you listening? Good credit is better than cash. Don't screw up your credit like a lot of people have done. When you go off to college or you get jobs, people grab those credit cards, max them out in 2-3 minutes. Find ways to build your credit. If you don't know how, contact us. We can help you with that. Remember, having good credit is better than cash. Now that you're 18 years old, oh my gosh, in 6 months from now, you should have a 750, 800 credit score. It's possible. And that will help you so much if you decide to start a business or you buy a house in a couple of years, you want to get a new car. Start building and developing your credit right now. Please, 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 please. And if you do get a credit card or two, or maybe three, pay it on time, consistently, monthly, and don't spend it all. Please. And I know that so many people are going through financial hardships and so on and so forth. However, we are smart. We got to be smart, okay? So good credit is better than cash. Don't screw your credit up. The next thing is, figure out what you want to do in life. College isn't for everyone. However, college is great. I went to college. Go to college. Go to the military. Start a business. Get a job. Find something to do. If you are a youthpreneur, oh, man, contact us. We have something for you. Maybe you want to get a job in a part-time business. Maybe you want to get a job and go to school. The possibilities are endless. The next thing is think about what you want to do with your life. Get a dream board. Get a bucket list done. Remember, the world is your oyster. We'll be right back after break, and I'll share some more tips and things I want to share to the graduating class of 2020.
Hi, it's Alexis with some Youth Buzz News. Youth Business International is expanding the Rapid Response and Recovery Program funded by Google.org to support small businesses affected by the crisis in Beirut. A devastating explosion in Beirut killed around 200 people and injured an estimated 6,000. 300,000 people were made homeless. Global response with humanitarian aid has been swift in the aftermath of the devastation. And its response to support small businesses affected by the impact of the crisis, YBI will implement a holistic package of emergency support to include crisis hotlines, targeted advice, training, and webinars. This will help business owners to adapt and survive the economic shock of the crisis and the difficult challenges ahead of them. Way to go! Now back to the show.
Ah, man. Every time I think about the children in the world today, I begin to smile. Because I know we all have said it. We were all children once. And we all want to be grown. And when you become grown, you want to become a kid again. Man, I'm telling you, our kids have the best opportunity in life as long as we do what we're supposed to do. This is Tawanda with another chance for youth. I want to share with everyone that listens that we are super excited about another chance for youth, what we're doing, and so much that the future holds. If you have no idea who we are, please purchase our book. We'll be available everywhere you can purchase books and on our website called Why Another Chance for Youth. Also, we have several campaigns that we're working on, and one is on bullying. You could also get our workbook on bullying from our website as well. We are so super excited about everything that's going on in the world and for the children. Please connect with us, support the movement, join the campaign, and remember what we do today can help the youth tomorrow.
And we are back, and I just want to continue to say today I want to speak to the graduating class of 2020. We love you, and we know that the best is definitely yet to come. At graduation, a lot of times we have keynote speakers that give you so much encouragement, and they give you a kick for the future. And some people take heed to it, and some people do not. Well, today I want to be an extra, an additional kick to just remind you that there will be good times ahead. No one can predict the future, and we have to take advantage of every opportunity that we have. And sometimes doors close, and we want to open that door back. Ah, open back up. And guess what? Sometimes you have to be thankful for closed doors. I had a situation happen a couple of days ago, and I was really disappointed about it. And then I had to remember that sometimes what's not for you is just not for you, but what is. And then today something else happened, and I said, oh, wow, that's why that door closed a couple of days ago, because of this. And we have to be conscious and aware that good times are ahead. The next thing I want to share with those is to enjoy the journey. Life is a journey, and it's what you make it. It's what you make of it. Be positive. Give good vibes to other people. Keep positive people around you and take a step every day. You know, there's a saying that says, you learn something new every day? Well, take a step every day. Take a step forward and enjoy the journey. Remember, character is forged in hardship. When you think about COVID-19 and all the different things that's happened, it builds character. You know, there's a saying, show me someone who's never been through something, and I'll show you someone who's never done anything. You can't have success without failures. You can't live without going through something. And guess what? Sometimes you just got to laugh. You may say, well, hell, Tawanda, it ain't funny. Well, laugh anyway. Sometimes you just got to laugh. And guess what? Sometimes you got to cry. And we don't know everything. We got to learn as we go. We're going to develop friendships along this journey. And we're going to also lose contact with some because the world moves around and people move around. Never stop learning. We should always in life learn. That's what life is about. I'm a student of life, and you should be too, class of 2020. And be careful. Just like I just told you guys earlier about credit and how important it is, also remember, identity theft is on the rise. It is still America's fastest growing crime, and there's nothing you can do about it. So protect yourself, protect your information. Careful. Choose your friends wisely. Pick your battles wisely. Sometimes you have to just let stuff go. Sometimes someone gives you an out, you got to take it. We have to be good stewards of our time, our money, our life, even our associations. Sometimes we have to agree to disagree and be able to move on. Always treat others with dignity and respect. Sometimes we may not be able to treat someone how they treat us. Treat them better than they treat us. Treat them good. There's some people that say, hey, I fight fire with fire. Let them do that, don't you? Treat people better than they treat you. Treat them how you want to be treated. Be confident. Be bold. Be fabulous. Confidence is king and queen. Being confident, knowing who you are. And guess what? We're all still developing. You're just 18, 19, 20, 21. Don't let others define you. You are who defines you. That's through character. That's through moving forward and through so many different things from day to day. This is your life. And I know you've heard what YOLO means. You only live once. Keep your eye on the prize. The prize is your why. What do I want? Unfortunately, I talked to a few people the other day that were 18 and 19, and I was finding out, hey, what do you want? And they said, I don't know. I have no idea where to start. So, well, who do you have in your life that can encourage you and inspire you? No one. Well, contact us. We don't want people to say no one. And we don't have all the answers. But guess what? Two heads are better than one sometimes. Let's figure it out. Keep your eye on the prize. Find out what you want. And remember, we're going to always learn from our mistakes, our successes, and our failures. To the class of 2020, we love you. And life is still yours. The world is still your oyster. And you can do whatever you want. There may be some delays, but remember, a delay is not a denial. Get in the lab, going. Discover what you want. Find some positive people who can inspire you and encourage you. And go for the gusto. Contact us. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're feeling. Let us know where you are. And again, just remember, life is not always what we think it's going to be. We're going to fall down sometimes. Don't count how many times you fall down. Just make sure you get back up. This is Tawanda with another chance for youth. And if you're listening to our podcast and you are someone who graduated in 2020 or you know of someone who graduated in 2020, give them a hug, show them some love, congratulate them, and encourage them, and share your stories with us. We'll be here. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We really hope that you enjoyed the time with us and our great topic. If you have a great topic or something you really want to hear about, please contact us on our website at ac4y.org. Once again, that is ac4y.org. Until the next time, remember, in youth we learn, in age we understand.